This is Mulberry Christian Radio with our weekly religious news report. IDF aims to capture 75% of Gaza, a new ground offensive to defeat Hamas. The Israeli Defense Forces announced that it plans to seize 75% of the Gaza Strip within 2 months as part of its intensified campaign against Hamas under Operation Gideon's Chariots, a continuation of the broad efforts launched a year and a half ago. The military currently holds around 40% of the territory. A senior Hamas official dismissed reports of talks with Saudi Arabia or France about disarming the terror group in Gaza, calling the idea an absolute red line. And Hamas is undergoing what insiders describe as its worst crisis since the group's founding in 1987, as financial collapse, public discontent, and leadership voids grip the organization across multiple fronts. And desperation and disorder continue to undermine humanitarian relief efforts in Gaza, where looters seized multiple aid trucks over the weekend, selling food at inflated prices amid growing hunger. And France is intensifying efforts to rally Western nations behind a coordinated recognition of a Palestinian state. Its aim is to make a joint announcement during a high-profile peace summit at the United Nations on June 17th. A federal court has ruled in favor of a Christian wedding photographer who challenged New York's public accommodation laws, finding that the state cannot compel her to create content that conflicts with her religious beliefs. A new report from Make America Healthy Again Commission linked the childhood chronic disease epidemic to pesticides, food additives, and undue corporate influence on health regulations. And two Assemblies of God pastors in Cuba, Luis Guillermo Borges and his wife Roxana, face a tense Sunday after their reported detention for mentioning God at their son's military trial. In a devastating escalation of violence against Christians in Nigeria's Middle Belt, Fulani ethnic militia launched a coordinated attack on May 14th that left 8 Christians dead and over 740 acres of farmland destroyed in Plateau State. A phone call between U.S. President Donald Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, initially characterized as a demonstration of unity on Iran, was in fact marked by a sharp disagreement over how to address the Islamic Republic's nuclear ambition, according to a report by Israel's Channel 12. In a powerful display of national identity and biblical connection, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu led a special cabinet meeting in the historic city of David to commemorate the 58th anniversary of Jerusalem's reunification during the Six-Day War. And Iran Supreme Leader, the Ayatollah, call for closer cooperation between Iran and Pakistan in confronting Israel, praising the Islamabad's firm stance on the Palestinian issue and highlighting the importance of unity among Muslim nations. And Texas is poised to become the largest state in the U.S. to require all public school classrooms to display the Ten Commandments, following a House vote on a controversial bill that has sparked national attention and legal warnings. An investigation was ongoing into violence that broke against a Christian rally in the U.S. city of Seattle, where believers expressed concern about what they view as efforts to indoctrinate children with LGBTQ plus agenda. And nearly 2,000 people were baptized on the shores of Hanna Park Beach as the Church of 1122 held its annual beach baptism event, drawing thousands in a vibrant public declaration of Christian faith. And nearly 6 months had passed since the collapse of Bashar Assad's regime in Syria, after which IDF forces began entering Syrian territory. The new security buffer zone Israel has established along the border in the Golan Heights is beginning to take shape, but the atmosphere remains tense and the situation is evolving faster than history is accustomed to. And from the time that Jesus gave the Great Commission to his disciples until today, the message hasn't changed. Go into all the world and preach the gospel. The Reverend Billy Graham took that mandate seriously, and his son Franklin still does as well. So on the 27th and 30th of May, the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association hosted the largest gathering on Christian evangelism in 25 years in Berlin, Germany. In a revelation more shocking than a Super Bowl fumble, beloved TV personality and former NFL star Michael Strahan has entered therapy after discovering a disturbing family secret. His childhood pet pig, Sir Oinks-a-Lot, wasn't rehomed. He was roasted. In yet another attempt to automate disappointment, Amazon's ZooX self-driving robo-taxi in eastern Syria, which had housed thousands of ISIS fighters' families since the terror group's defeat in 2019. The Israeli government approved the emergency recruitment of up to 450,000 reservists through August 31st, 2025, the highest number since the October 7th Hamas attack. The move comes amid strong legal criticism over the state's failure to enforce equal conscription, particularly within the ultra-Orthodox community. A newly opened humanitarian aid center in the Tel al Sultan neighborhood of Rafah descended into chaos as massive crowds of Palestinians breached the compound, prompting an emergency evacuation by American aid workers and private security personnel. And archaeologists have uncovered a rare and poignant glimpse into the lives of ancient African Christians in the heart of Israel's Negev Desert, discovering excavatively carved bone and ebony figurines in 1,500-year-old graves of women and children. And Iran has threatened to launch a decisive strike against Israel if what it calls another mistake is made, escalating regional tensions just days after a fifth round of nuclear negotiations between Tehran and the United States concluded with little progress. In a major blow to student free speech rights, the U.S. Supreme Court refused to hear the appeal of a Massachusetts seventh grader who was barred from wearing a t-shirt to school that reads there are only two genders. The decision leaves in place a controversial federal court ruling that allows the school to silence the student while promoting opposing viewpoints. In a major legislative move, the Texas House passed the Parental Bill of Rights, a comprehensive education reform package that includes a first-of-its-kind statewide ban on the social transitioning of children in public schools. Melania Herzman killed at least 42 Christians in coordinated attacks on three villages in Taraba State, northeast Nigeria, in the early hours of Saturday, May 24th, according to a Morningstar News. Residents of the Gaza Strip were seen celebrating the arrival of humanitarian aid as the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation distributed more than 14,500 food parcels across two aid centers. In videos released by the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation and circulated on social media, some Gazans even expressed gratitude to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and U.S. President Donald Trump for the assistance. And Brigadier General Barak Haram, commander of the IDF's Gaza Division, said that Hamas is nearing collapse under the weight of sustained Israeli military, economic, and psychological pressure. Speaking to the residents of Kibbutz Nirim, one of the communities ravaged in the October 7, 2023 Hamas invasion, Haram described the terrorist organization unraveling from within. And President Donald Trump confirmed that he advised Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu against launching a military strike on Iran amid heightened diplomatic efforts to revive a nuclear agreement with Tehran. Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is reportedly threatening to launch a military strike on Israel's nuclear facilities even if the United States reaches a diplomatic agreement with Tehran, underscoring Israel's determination to prevent a nuclear-armed Iran and raising alarm within the Trump administration over the risk of derailing nuclear negotiations. Israel has confirmed the first-ever operational use of high-powered laser defense systems to intercept Hezbollah drones during recent clashes along the Lebanese border, marking a groundbreaking shift in modern warfare. And the Israeli Defense Forces confirmed conducting a fresh round of airstrikes on the Houthi-controlled Sana'a International Airport in Yemen, targeting infrastructure allegedly used for terrorist operations against Israel. And a stormy debate unfolded in the Knesset under the opposition's banner, complete failure in achieving war goals, returning the hostages, and dismantling Hamas. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, fresh from court testimony, took the podium to defend his government's performance during the 18 months of war since the October 7, 2023 Hamas massacre, and for the first time confirmed that Israel eliminated Mohammed Sinwar, Hamas's top military commander, in the Gaza Strip. Amid a rising persecution across much of Asia, the Christian faith is growing at an unprecedented pace, with millions turning to Christ in countries historically resistant to the gospel, according to a new data from Christian researchers and missions organizations. Asia is witnessing a quiet revival even in the face of violence, legal restrictions, and systematic opposition. And over a dozen Christian graves at three cemeteries in Indonesia's special region was reported vandalized from May 16th to the 19th, is part of a broader anti-criticism, anti-Christian campaign in areas of the world's largest Muslim nation. And after decades of steady decline, the share of Americans identifying as Christian has stabilized. One reason is the unexpected religiosity of Generation Z, young adults born after 2000 who are not abandoning religion at the rate their parents did. For some, faith has become a form of rebellion against a culture that rejects traditional values. And with over 1,000 pastors and Christian leaders from 55 countries and territories, from the UK to Ukraine, Spain to Sweden, this Congress marks a significant moment for the Church in Europe, taking place nearly 60 years after Billy Graham's inaugural World Congress on Evangelism in 1966. The FBI is investigating the city of Seattle after the mayor pointed a finger of blame at a group of Christians who were assaulted by rioters while participating in a worship and prayer rally. News of the violent counter-protest has gone viral, even sparking response at the White House. In a bold new initiative that's being described as cost-cutting with flair, the Washington Post has launched its latest campaign, Are You In or Out?, a voluntary buyout program that doubles as a reality TV show pitch and a cry for help. U.S. Middle East envoy Stephen Witkoff has presented a revised proposal aimed at securing a temporary ceasefire in Gaza and the release of hostages, sources told the Jerusalem Post. The proposal includes the release of 28 hostages, 10 alive and 18 deceased, over 2 rounds, alongside a 60-day ceasefire and the withdrawal of IDF troops from recently captured areas in the Strip. In a landmark decision, Israel's Security Cabinet approved the construction of 22 new Jewish communities in Judea and Samaria, including the revival of Homesh and Sana, two settlements dismantled during the 2005 Gaza disengagement. A stunning Byzantine-era mosaic hidden beneath the sands of southern Israel for more than 3 decades has been unveiled to the public in the newly created archaeological exhibit near the Gaza Strip. In a major victory for pro-life advocates and the rule of law, the Missouri Supreme Court vacated 2 lower court rulings that had briefly allowed abortions to resume in the state. The decision reactivates long-standing health and safety regulations for abortion facilities and halts Planned Parenthood's abortion services, effectively saving lives and reaffirming Missouri's role as a national leader in defending the unborn. And prominent former U.S. basketball coach and athletic director Eric Nelson has been appointed president of the Christian group Athletes in Action. 600 days after his son, Italy, was abducted by Hamas, Ruby Shen delivered an emotional message at the Knesset during the Jerusalem prayer breakfast, speaking not as a political figure, but as a grieving father. A new intelligence report claims Iran is continuing with its active nuclear weapons program, which it says can be used to launch missiles over long distances. And just hours after French President Emmanuel Macron made headlines by endorsing the creation of a Palestinian state, the streets of Paris and much of France descended into chaos following Paris Saint-Germain's historic 5-0 victory over Inter Milan in the UEFA Champions League final. And a series of meetings in Poland and Hungary of CPAC, America's largest conservative conference, has ended with Dutch anti-Islam politician Geert Wilders warning of Islamization of Europe. And despite ongoing nuclear negotiations with the United States, Iran has dramatically increased its uranium enrichment, amassing enough material for one nuclear bomb every month, according to a classified International Atomic Energy Agency report obtained by the Wall Street Journal. President Donald Trump accused China of breaking a short-term trade deal with the U.S. Trump says no more, Mr. Nice Guy, after a short-term trade deal with China. The U.S. and Israel-backed Gaza Humanitarian Foundation has denied reports that Israeli troops fired at civilians near an aid distribution site in Gaza, killing dozens. A ballistic missile launched by Iran-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen targeted central Israel, setting off nationwide sirens just hours before the Jewish holiday of Shavuot. The missile was successfully intercepted by Israeli air defenses, the military confirmed, preventing casualties or damage. Israel accused French President Emmanuel Macron of launching a crusade against the Jewish state on Friday, May 30th, after he called for the recognition of a Palestinian state and a peaceful Jewish gathering to raise awareness for Israel's hostages held in Gaza turned into a scene of horror when a man shouting anti-Semitic slogans hurled incendiary devices into a crowd of elderly participants, injuring six, at least one critically. Authorities are investigating the incident as a terrorist attack. And tens of thousands of Christians, many of them youngsters, gathered for Up Weekly Revival 2025 in a central Dutch village known for secular festivities and a theme park, despite pro-Palestinian protesters opposing their pro-Israeli stance. An 8-year-old Christian boy in Indonesia died from internal injuries after being brutally beaten by 5 other Muslim classmates and what his family and church community says was a sustained campaign of religious bullying that turned deadly, International Christian Concerns reported. And U.S. evangelist Ross Johnson said Friday that he expected thousands of Christians to help him preach the gospel and stand for freedom, despite the city of Los Angeles banning the Christian rally. And communist-ruled Cuba has extended its repression of religious and faith groups, including devout Christians, in almost every area, according to a new report released. And the mayor of the Dutch central city of Barneveld says he has received threats after pro-Palestinian protesters attacked Christians for Israeli events. A Christian photographer and blogger scored a major victory against New York State and county officials who tried to force it to create photographs and blocks celebrating same-sex wedding despite the religious objections. A federal court had issued an order stopping state officials from forcing Emily Carpenter, owner of Emily's Carpenter Photography, to create messages that violate her faith. Carpenter, represented by the Alliance Defending Freedom, challenged the state's laws that forced her to express messages that violated her belief after she received multiple requests from same-sex couples to photograph their wedding. As CBN News reported, New York Accommodations Law bans discrimination based on sexual orientation. Additionally, the laws bar Carpenter and her business from publicly explaining on her studio's own website or social media her religious reasons, okay, for only celebrating wedding ceremonies between one man and one woman. New York forbids such communication because they could make potential customers feel unwelcome, objectionable, or not accepted, desired, or solicited. A violation of the law includes fines of up to $100,000, a revoked business license, and up to a year in jail. In 2021, Carpenter filed a complaint in the U.S. District Court for the Western District of New York, contending the laws violated the First and Fourteenth Amendments and barred their rights to freedom of speech and to the free exercise of religion. A district court ruled against her, but she appealed the case to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Second District. Last year, the court returned the case to the lower court to reconsider it in light of the U.S. Supreme Court's decision in 303 Creative v. Ellenis, where the justice ruled in favor of a Colorado web designer who challenged the law that essentially forced artists to create speech that violates their religious beliefs. As a result, the federal court granted a limited injunction to Carpenter, ruling that New York's laws can't force her to create messages that conflict with her faith. IDF attorneys are applauding the ruling. Free speech is for everyone, and more courts are ruling consistent with that message, said ADF legal counsel Brian Neilhart. The U.S. Constitution protects Emily's freedom to express her own views as she continues to service clients of all backgrounds and belief. A district court ruled against her, but she appealed the case to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Second District. Free speech is for everyone, and more courts are ruling consistent with that message. Iran's expanding uranium enrichment program sparked urgent diplomatic talks in Cairo following an IAEA report warning that Tehran has nearly doubled its stockpile of uranium enriched to 60%, just shy of weapons grade. As the Israeli Defense Forces continue operations across the Gaza Strip, armed clans are rapidly asserting power in the vacuum left by a weakened Hamas, according to senior Israeli military officials and multiple regional sources. U.S. Ambassador to Israel Mike Huckabee condemned France's plan to recognize a Palestinian state, calling the proposal revolting and accusing the French president of pushing a dangerous agenda while Israel is still at war with Hamas. In a significant victory for life and free speech, the state of Vermont has amended a law that previously targeted and restricted the work of pro-life pregnancy centers. This change comes in response to a lawsuit brought by the Alliance Defending Freedom, attorneys on behalf of several Vermont pregnancy centers that were being unconstitutionally silenced for for offering life-affirming alternatives to abortion. Indonesian police said they are questioning 20 witnesses over the death of a Christian schoolboy in a bullying case that has shocked the Christian community. A powerful wave of worship and revival swept through the Grand Ole Opry House during the 12th Annual K Love Fan Awards, where Christian artist Brandon Lake emerged as the night's biggest winner and boldest voice calling believers to be the spark of a spiritual awakening. U.S. evangelist Franklin Graham said that his aid group dedicated the 20th ambulance to Megan David Adam, MDA, Israel's National Emergency Services, amid terror threats against the Jewish nation. Boise Pride organizers announced the cancellation of the Pride season kickoff event originally scheduled for June 6th, citing insufficient attendance despite strong online enthusiasm. A man is suing Disney after what he calls a near-orbital aquatic incident on one of the park's water slides, claiming he exceeded the ride's weight limit and reached exhilarating speeds that should require a pilot's license. Hollywood legend Clint Eastwood, now 95 years young and fueled entirely by black coffee and raw grit, has made it clear he's not riding off into the sunset anytime soon. Retire? I don't even know how to spell it, Eastwood growled at reporters before squinting so hard the microphones turned to dust. In an unexpected twist, the Democratic Party's $20 million initiative to redefine American manhood has backfired spectacularly, leading to a national run on protein powder, muscle cars, and Joe Rogan Experience subscriptions. The Israeli Defense Forces firmly rejected accusations that its troops were responsible for the killing of civilian and humanitarian aid distribution points in Gaza, calling the claims total lies and accusing Hamas of manipulating the narrative. The United States has issued a stark warning to its key allies, the United Kingdom and France, against unilaterally recognizing a Palestinian state during a high-stakes United Nations conference set for June 17th in New York, Middle East Eye reported Tuesday. In a rare and controversial move on the Jewish festival of Sukkot, a group of Jewish priests ascended the Temple Mount and attempted to offer the traditional two loaves sacrifice at the site believed to be the location of the ancient altar, marking what activists say is the first sacrificial act on a Temple Mount since the destruction of the Second Temple in 70 AD. And Israel's foreign minister sharply criticized United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres after he called for an immediate and independent investigation into deadly shootings near an aid distribution center in southern Gaza without once mentioning Hamas. A leading historian claims he has uncovered compelling new evidence identifying the true site of Jesus Christ's first recorded miracle, turning water into wine at a wedding festival, proportionally reshaping centuries of Christian pilgrimage tradition. As Ukraine continues to reel under the pressure of war as spiritual revival is taking root that is capturing the attention of believers across Europe. Speaking at the European Congress on Evangelism in Berlin, Ukrainian evangelist David Kasha declared that in a time of war, the gospel is unstoppable, sharing powerful testimonies of hope, healing, and salvation emerging from the chaos. Yaron Lisinski and Sarah Milgrain were murdered last month in Washington, D.C. by a gunman who was allegedly targeting Jews and Zionists. For a year, he did his research and plotted his attack. Officials say Mohammed Solomon told them he waited until his daughter graduated from high school, and then he burned his Jewish victims with a flamethrower and a Molotov cocktail. Solomon specifically targeted a group that hosts weekly events to bring attention to the Israeli hostages in Gaza. Federal hate crime charges and state murder charges have been filed against him. According to the FBI, Solomon confessed to the attack. He told investigators he wanted to kill all Zionist people and wished they were all dead. Said he had no regrets and would do it again. J. Bishop Grewell, acting U.S. Attorney for the District of Colorado, said Mr. Solomon stated that he had been planning this attack for a year, and he acted because he hated what he called the Zionist group. Federal officials say Solomon is in the U.S. illegally. Born in Egypt, he lived in Kuwait for 17 years and moved to Colorado Springs 3 years ago. He stayed in the U.S. after his work permit expired, which he was granted after his visa ended. Solomon was ordered back to court. As of now, he's not being charged with terrorism, although the FBI is investigating it as a terror case. If convicted, Solomon could be sentenced to life imprisonment. Faith-based pregnancy care centers in Vermont has successfully challenged officials over a law they say restricted their free speech and their services to women. As a result, the state lawmakers have walked back on a measure and will no longer openly discriminate against the centers over their life-affirming services to their community. As CBN News reported, the National Institute of Family and Life Advocates, Aspire Now, and Branches Pregnancy Resource Center sued state officials in July of 2023. They argued the state unconstitutionally restricted their speech and provision of services with a bill that was signed into law by Governor Phil Scott. According to the ADF, a conservative nonprofit legal group, the law only applied to pro-life pregnancy centers. It censored their ability to advertise services and to counsel women against abortion. It specifically targeted pro-life pregnancy centers as limited services providers because they do not refer for or perform abortions. Under law, pregnancy centers could be fined up to $10,000 for advertising their services in a way that Vermont's pro-abortion attorney general believes is misleading. The group explained, an abortion facility that provides identical information would not be subject to the law. The state has now amended the language of the law to eliminate its targeting of pregnancy centers. And this concludes our weekly religious news report, brought to you by Mobile Christian Radio. Until next time, have a blessed week.